Dr. Mohammed Hassan. He is on the other end of our line. Dr. Hassan, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Dr. Hassan is a robotic surgeon with the Ingham Regional Medical Center, and they have announced a revolutionary new capability that expands the robotics program. Tell us about that program, Dr. Hassan.
Well, this new robot is the end line of a generation of robots, and now allowing basically, first of all, a higher three-dimensional, high-definition visualization, as well as better control for the surgeon. Also allowing the capability of using a special type of dye, which lights up with a laser directed at the light, and being able to see it on the camera. So translating into, you're able to see the blood vessels just as if you would with an angiogram. And this special capability is now available on this robot. So we're able to see the anatomy of the heart better. And this technology has been used before in urology, but now has been extended to cardiac surgery.
This is an advanced heart and cancer technology. And with these procedures, they're now available local. How important is that?
Well, it's very important for the field of urology and for cardiac surgery now that we're doing bypasses using the robot. You're able to determine the anatomy better because the field of visualization is usually very narrow. So with this dye, you're able to see the anatomy better and confirm what vessels you are working on. So it is very important, and I think it's going to continue to advance and be the standard of care.
Ingham Regional Medical Center has greatly expanded the minimal invasive robotic program, and I wonder the training for this. How do you learn how to use this while learning how to work with patients?
I think you need, this is the kind of thing where you need to do more time. I mean, I did an extra year of training just using the robot and minimally invasive techniques after the basic training. So there's a lot of training involved in getting the system ready in the hospital. Part of it was acquiring the new robots, the other portion of it was getting the team that's going to be helping me in the operating room ready. And we worked on that, and we sent them down for training in Cincinnati. And so we are prepared at this point to proceed with the surgeries, and we've actually started already.
Dr. Hassan, tell me, explain how the Da Vinci surgical systems work.
It's a three-console system. So you have a video console where you can look at what's going on inside the patient using the camera, and then you have the actual robot by the patient's side with its four arms, and then you have a separate console where the surgeon is sitting and actually controlling all the arms of the robot. So your motion as a surgeon is translated inside the patient. You're able to see, again, in high definition 3D, and your motions with your hands are translated through the robotic wrists. You have improved dexterity, and whatever motions you have with your hand are literally translated inside the patient.
Now, I know that Ingham is the first and only hospital with this system. How is this going to make Lansing the centerpiece, the place you go for these types of surgeries?
I think this is going to benefit several fields, including cardiac surgery, and it was not uncommon for patients to leave the area and seek care outside where they have these systems, and now it is possible. Now it's possible for us to do valve repairs. It's possible for us to do bypasses. So again, acquiring the new systems, having the right people in place, and the training is going to be of great help. And I don't think that the people in the area will have to leave anymore.
All right, and of course, when we talk about cancer surgery, this system will prove very valuable there.
Absolutely, and it's been used extensively in the field of urology for partial kidney resections.
All right. You know, the question I have is why aren't more people using this type of technology?
It requires a lot of training, so there's time investment from the surgeon's standpoint. There are about three training programs in the country that do robotics. I'm talking for cardiac surgery now. So there's not, it's not as common. I think it's moving in that direction. So for someone to take the time and do this extra year of training, see that. And while you're in practice, it's difficult for the surgeon to actually leave his practice and go off and commit to a lot of time for this training. So I was fortunate enough to go ahead with my training, and I think it will benefit the area with the new robots we have in place.
And it's interesting that the fully equipped teaching console to train future robotic surgeons is here in Lansing, but that same console allows two surgeons to operate collaboratively. So that's another interesting aspect of this system.
Yeah, this is the same system that I trained on, and that's the latest generation robot, and it is a great teaching tool. It allows both surgeons to be working on the same field and switching back and forth instrumentations and control.
Ingham Regional Medical Center of McLaren Hospital prides itself on its heart program, and I think with this system, they're going to continue the leadership role here. Dr. Muhammad Hassan is a robotic surgeon. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony.